Every woman in his life had taught him some vital lesson. His mother had taught him hatred. His wife, scorn. His daughter, love, and Artemis, betrayal. What would Contra teach him when all was said and done? That was what he was terrified of. He'd let her into a place in his heart that he'd never allowed another being, and she had the power to destroy him. Cat groaned at the taste of sin, at the hooded look of pleasure on his face as he watched her. She wasn't really sure what she was doing, but he seemed to be enjoying it, and that was all that mattered to her. She wanted him to trust her even though she didn't deserve it, and she wanted to make amends for what she'd done to him, if she ever could. She'd always been so afraid of giving herself over to a man, of allowing one to hold any part of her, that she couldn't believe how easily sin had wormed his way into her heart. What was it about him that touched her so deeply, that made her want to do anything to please him? It was insane, but there was no denying what she felt, no denying the joy that something as minuscule as a smile from him could evoke. His eyes were on fire as he pulled her up his body to kiss her. He rolled with her until she was beneath him. She sensed a desperation within him, an unnamed need. But when he entered her, all she could feel from him was what she felt inside herself, the love she had for him. It was incredible. Sin made love to her furiously as she ran her hands over his back and lifted her hips to drive him in even deeper. She was as hungry for him as he was for her, and that stunned him. Sure, he'd had other lovers more skilled, and those who practically raped him in their fervor, but that wasn't the same as what he had with Kat. This wasn't two people scratching a mutual itch. This was two people who cared for each other. And she loved him. That was what she'd said. No woman had ever told him that before. None. It was an impossible thing for him to accept, but still he wanted to believe it desperately. Tenderness for her overwhelmed him as long-buried dreams rushed from some part of his heart he didn't even recognize. He wanted to have a future with her, a family. That thought jolted him so hard that he actually slid out of her for a moment. A family? What was he thinking? That would be all kinds of stupid. Yet he wondered what a child with her would be like. Fair like its mother, or dark like him? Would the baby be powerful? But the most important thing was that it would be a part of him and a part of her. Ah, jeez, I'm turning into an old woman. Next thing, he'd be crocheting tea cozies and clipping coupons. Or worse, wearing a pink bathrobe with fuzzy slippers. Kat felt a strange shift in Sin's touch. He cradled her body tenderly against his, and it melted it. She kissed him heatedly as he thrust against her. This was what she wanted, what she needed. Until him, she'd never known love, and she couldn't imagine ever feeling like this toward anyone else. She wanted to hold him forever, to keep him close to her and to protect him from anyone who would hurt him.